Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Previously on The End of Time and Other Bothers.
You are Morrigu's voice. Use your power.
I don't want to be a prophet of Morrigu.
Slot, kill the little one.
Lothbo will fight the little one.
Who's the little one?
Bazooka!
And lightning races down over all the wood and strikes in at Blatt. One of the giant limbs tears off the tree.
Sanctify this temple again to the goddess of your choosing.
We choose Luxon to be the goddess.
Are you sure, Blatt?
Let's all drink toast to Blatt, who's never coming back ever, and who's just gonna be some moon goddess lover boy for the rest of time.
Pair after pair of knights in full plate mail march into the room. This is our army.
You said I was going to be a general, and I feel like, yeah, I'm up here on the hill, but my hat's not very big.
What I'm trying to do, my good man, is talk you out of whatever you folks worship in order to get down with the goddess of the moon.
Here's a moon for you.
Yeah! I used to like my life.
We open on a riverbank that is trodden and torn up and muddy. Bodies lay strewn about. An eerie silence, a lack of any birdsong or any other sounds except for the churning and darkened water. Egerton and Darcy are standing beside three large knights in full plate mail, visors down. Egerton is bloodied, limping slightly. And Darcy looks the worse for wear as well. And they are standing there surveying what is left of the battle.
Well, that didn't go too well. So, knights.
Awaiting orders.
Yes, orders. And as the general available right now, I will order you to, do knightly things.
Awaiting orders.
Yes, I'm getting to it. So we're gonna march henceforth about face and then flank the upper pincher and fly arrows. That's a thing.
Didn't we do what Moira told us to do? We held the riverbank. We've done our job, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, technically, I think we did.
So maybe we should just report back to her?
Do you think it's safe?
I don't know. Maybe we should send the knights.
Well, what we should do is send one of the knights and keep the other two here just in case.
Hey, that's some good general thinking.
Right? I have a lot of very positive general thoughts. Okay, knights, Alpha Blue Trinkle, I am assigning you to return to headquarters and report on the current status of the riverbank, which is all clear 10-4.
Which of us is Alpha Trinkle?
That is not you, clearly, Ruxpinian.
And then the third one's Beta Red Sprinkle, right?
That's right. I don't know how this could be in any way confusing
it's
to anybody.
True. I don't know how we forgot
that. Silly knights are all jocks. So you... You are going to go and provide our report to Moira. You're going to ask her if we're allowed to have a nap and when the tea will arrive. Then you come back and let us know. Okay? Okay. Let's go, team. Oh, Egerton!
Proceeding with orders.
And one of them begins to walk away mechanically towards the sounds of battle in the distance and the hill on which you can sort of through the trees still see Morva's tent.
You know, I actually thought it was going to be a bad idea making you the general, but I kind of like the way you run things.
Mm-hmm. That's you know, the general consensus.
There's a pop sound, and Darcy's head is now a beetle face and continuing to talk to you.
So you think it went well, right? And why are you looking? Why are you looking at me like that? I feel like this is the way you looked at me when I had really black eyes.
And suddenly, it's as if, for you, Darcy, perspective just changes, and he is 500 feet away, but you can still see him.
Egerton!
Why?
Egerton!
Why are you yelling?
Because you're... How did you get so far away?
I'm right here. I have a question, though.
And a fish walks past.
Okay, so there goes salmon.
Why don't you come closer to me? Come back!
Okay, I'm only a few feet away from you, but I noticed that your face... I mean, I don't want to judge your makeup choices, but I feel like the whole beetle thing is a little weird.
What are you talking about?
Well, your face is like a beetle right now.
Oh, that's nice. I think it's been a tough battle. You don't look so great yourself, you know.
Well, we both know I look beautiful, but I think more particularly it's...
Suddenly, Egerton is a plant from the waist down.
Okay, there's something really bizarre going on here.
Well, yeah,
you have a stem for legs.
Okay, you know what? I have been doing a lot of cardio lately, and I'm trying to bulk up a little bit. I don't appreciate that tone.
No, I mean, you literally have a stem. It's like you're a plant with an Egerton bloom on top.
And suddenly the world goes back to normal.
Oh, see, now your face is back to normal.
No, something was going on. You were seen far away. Did you see the fish walk by? What's happening?
Yeah, I did see the fish. I named him Trevor.
Okay, but that's not normal. I mean, you naming him Trevor and that he walked by, both of those things are not normal.
Well, I feel like I am pretty consistent.
And suddenly you have swapped places.
Well, that's weird.
I was just...
Because I was there, and you were here. And now I'm here and you're there.
What is going on?
A horn sounds in the distance, and the two knights turn and start to walk away.
Guys, where are you going?
I think we should follow them. I don't want to be without the knights.
Okay, let's, troop, onward! And we follow the knights.
And everything just keeps changing as you're following knights. At one point, you're following two villagers, and then seven knights, and then half a walking knight. And it's like the world is just fizzing in and out of reality as you will jump suddenly 100 feet forward and then be 100 feet back from where you were as you're approaching the hill. And you see all the knights from the battlefield. They're all marching towards the hill on which Moira's tent resides.
I think I'm having the worst hangover of my life.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Your game master is Sean Howard, with players Marisa King, Michael Howie, and Carter Siddle. Episode 17, Return of the Oracle.
As you crest the hill, you see all of the knights marching through what appears to be a gateway of just blackness, and you see it is made up of beetles that are head to wings, built all just floating in the air, and in between them is just a void, and as each knight steps through two by two, they flash and disappear, and you hear the trumpet call again, and Moira's tent flap is open.
That wasn't there before.
Definitely not.
Well, you know, giant beetle doorways, Notwithstanding, I feel like it's been a good day, so why don't we go check in with Moira?
Yes, run to Moira. Run to Moira now.
Well,
to the tent. To the tent.
I said
move
I was
it.
Doing
Egerton,
cardio.
Quickly.
But,
let's
okay.
go. Let's go.
Okay,
let's go. Let's go.
So in the tent, there are servants running in and out, carrying stuff out of Moira's tent and through the gateway. And Moira is standing at the table, rolling up some parchment.
Reporting in, Troop 17 Alpha Sigma.
Yes. Cake. Are you done, Egerton?
Very. Very. With berries.
Thank you, Egerton. Darcy, good. You both made it back. We're signing the retreat. As you probably noticed, the story verse is beginning to collapse. So we will be retreating while it reboots.
So there was this thing where Darcy was thought she was far away, but she was really close, and a fish named Trevor walked by. I've got some questions.
Yes, Egerton. I just explained that the Storyverse is rebooting. It is now unstable. We're protected here while we're near the gate, but we only have so much time. So I'm just going to finish packing up. You two will be remaining, and you can finish the mission.
What?
Once the Storyverse reboots, which it should do, then you can basically continue the mission like a normal mission. Most of the shattering has been eliminated from this world. Well, that's what we were doing, right? All the shattering that we were fighting.
Well, we were holding the river.
Yes, and the giant field just beneath the hill where the big battle was happening.
There was a big battle?
Okay, so Darcy, you're going to be holding, staying here.
I'd like to holding up for a minute here. I'm sorry, this is collapsing and you want us to stay? I mean, your big guard, burly people, Beta, Trevor, Red, are leaving and we're stuck here? How can we cope with this? We keep switching places and he's talking bear and we
talking
can't hold
bear.
This
Maybe
sometimes.
Collapsing was a strong choice of words for me. It won't be that bad. It's just rebooting. So the story verse has become unstable. It will reboot and it will try to recreate itself, and then it'll be like a normal mission where you're going to try and find any leftover remnants of the shattering that you can eliminate. You both need to be wearing I see you're not wearing here. Oh, she goes into a box that a servant's running by with, and she pulls out two ICT medallions and she hands one to each of you.
Thank you.
Know how to use these.
So this whole rebooting with us still in it thing is a little troublesome to me, because I'm doing the math. And it seems that we're skipping the long division and going straight to the brackets and equations. And from what I remember from my studies, you have to do addition and subtraction first. Then you multiply. Then you divide. Then you do brackets and exponents. And it feels like we're skipping right over.
Egerton,
yeah.
Leave the calculus to me.
Okay.
And the two of you are going to be fine. The system will reboot. And you can just go about your life and as normal. It'll be a normal mission. We have taken out most, if not all, of the shattering from this world.
But to Egerton's point, what is going to happen to us while this Storyverse reboots?
It might be a little disorienting,
mm-hmm.
But it's in collapse, so it will reboot very quickly. Worst case, you end up in the void and you just use your medallions to teleport back to the Nexus.
Well, I've done that before. I forget how it works.
Right. I don't have a lot of time. Excuse me. Yes, no, that dresser's going.
You brought a dresser to a battlefield?
I did, Darcy. You can never be too prepared. Okay. So, right here, this is comms. You'll be able to reach me. This is transport. You turn it to this and press, and it takes care of the rest.
Oh, and then there was the sensor detect mode and charge modes.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. It's been a while. See, we were in the void for a bit, and it was actually more than a bit. I think it was
quite a long
time. Wait,
here, I think I have one
time.
Here. She pulls out a card from her desk. Yes, here's a card that explains all the modes for you, Egerton. I really must go. Good luck to you both. If you have any problems, remember, turn it to talk.
Quick question. Can we talk to Ananka through them this time again? She was quite nice.
No, you may not.
Oh, okay.
If you speak to Ananka, you will tell me at once. Is that clear? She is now an enemy of the Nexus.
That seems kind of extreme, because she always seemed kind of...
That is what you will do, Egerton.
Okay, so, Darcy...
Is there a problem with that?
If you hear from Ananka, please let me know.
I will, General.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
Thinking.
And then I will report into Moira after I catch up with Ananka. Last time we spoke, we were going to trade some recipes, and she was telling me how to clean up my boots a little bit so they look nicer.
Eggsy, I don't think Moira wants us to talk to Ananka at all.
Well, how are we going to?
I think they're having a sisterly fight that we don't want to get in the middle of.
Well, you know, I always heard that if you're having a fight with family, the best thing to do is to sit down and talk it out.
Right, but she's not your family. So maybe we should just do what Moira says and just leave Ananka to her. Also, less trouble for us, don't you think? We're already getting rebooted into some storyverse that's collapsing, so I feel like we have enough to worry about, don't you?
There's a pop sound and a million, must be a million, dwarf-like gnome creatures in red suits with ties all flood through the tent you're in, like just running around. They just swarm around you and keep on going out the other exit.
I think that was a dome convention.
Okay, but seriously, she had this really interesting banana pleather recipe that I wanted to try, and we never quite got to exchange it. So you hear from Ananka, you let me know, I sit down with Ananka, we talk about how to talk about difficult things with family. Then we pass on the information to Moira. We do it calmly and in a public place, so, you know, there's no craziness. And then they sit down together, and we're all a happy family again. It'll work out fine. Don't worry, I'm a general.
I'm now, 100% going to let you know if Ananka contacts me. 100%.
Perfect. I now have some questions about both the gnomes and the knights.
And you are standing alone in the tent, and there's a single dwarf gnome down at the ground that's waving at you.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
And the whole world goes blindingly white.
Oh.
Not again.
We cut to a figure walking on a path that he has walked many times. He is dressed in a dark cloak with frills and a hood that completely covers his face. But the hood is thrown back at this moment, and we see Blatt emerging into a glade, and in the distance, rising out of the trees, is a giant tree, mostly destroyed. It is Temple Idris, except now the stump is covered in flowers and greenery, still split down the center, and giant flocks of white birds lift up and circle around to settle elsewhere. And the path in front of Blatt is lined with flowers, and it is green, and it weaves in and around what used to be, he presumes, the giant branches that had fallen, except now they are covered in moss and flowers, and wild animals graze all around the glade. And in the distance, he sees the entrance to what was Temple Idris.
Oh, it was all worth it. It looks fantastic. I won't be able to visit for very long. I need to convince everyone else on this continent that their religion is wrong and they need to follow the goddess of the moon. I can afford to visit for a minute or two.
And a few hundred feet ahead, Blatt sees two slod workers that are tending some flowers. We're going to pause for a second as Marisa and Mike pick their slod names. Ooh. From the bottom from this there.
Oh, I can't do slod. How do I do?
You put your tongue on the top of your teeth and talk
this?
Like
you
want to talk about it. On the top.
Not the bottom.
I just want to read the list. It's Swath, Goff, Glom, Balarga, and Helen.
I want to be Helen.
Okay, well, I'm going to be
Okay,
Swath.
You're Helen.
I'm Helen.
Uh-oh.
So we come back. Blatt, on the beautiful flower-strewn path ahead of you, a few hundred feet up, you see two slod busily working and talking about the flowers that they're tending.
Hello! Slod!
Who's there?
Hello.
Oh, do you not recognize me? Sorry, I'm dressed like a vampire. It is I, Blatt! I was here a few weeks ago. You know, during the unfortunateness.
Oh, remember the Tolan one?
Yes, the chosen one. That was my favorite.
Well, I actually was the chosen one.
No.
So,
chosen one, come look at my flower.
That is a very attractive flower. So are these new since the new head of your religion has moved in?
Yes, these we call Flower of Loxen.
Oh, they are very attractive.
I call this the Helen strain.
The Helen strain.
Helen, that's my name.
Your name is Helen.
Yes.
Yoto, why have you stopped tendering the flowers?
Oh, no, Helen stopped. I was always doing it. Tending the flowers.
It's my fault. I'm sorry.
It is you, Chosen One.
Well, the ex-Chosen One.
It is me, Lasbo.
Lasbo! Oh, good old Lasbo!
Oh, Helen, why don't... It's such a hard name to say. Helen, why did you not tell us the Chosen One is here?
I was showing him the Helen flowers from the Garden of Loxen, and then he was saying that my name was nice.
The Chosen One has said your name is nice. Then it shall be known as nice.
I will rename my children Helen 1 and Helen 2.
Well, I think that will be needlessly confusing.
Helen 1 and Helen 2 it shall be.
All right, then.
We shall all name my children Helen from this day forward.
Well, now that's really going to be confusing. An entire generation of you slot all named Helen?
Come, Chosen One. I will take you to the temple.
I've only been here a few seconds, and I feel like I've destroyed your civilization once again.
Helen, 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 Helen.
Wait, that is blasphemy. Chosen One.
Chosen One.
Chosen One.
Chosen One.
Chosen One. Come, we're not doing that anymore.
No, sorry, we stopped. This stuff not many times.
Oh, sorry, I lost track because I was thinking about all of the new Helens that are going to be out there, and it makes me happy and a little weepy inside.
We will talk about this at Circle.
Okay, thank you.
Come, Chosen One.
Ah, yes, thank you very much. So, is Loxen here?
Loxen is in all of us.
Yes, I understand that. We all hold a little bit of Loxen in our hearts. But have you physically seen Loxen?
Seen the goddess?
Well, they seem to pop up from time to time.
Nobody ever sees a goddess.
Right. Why would anyone see a goddess? How ridiculous.
That's crazy.
It's almost as like if someone had a job with a goddess and was wandering around having to do something you don't want to do in order to keep your friends safe.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it sounded a little prophetic.
You like to tell stories, Chosen One.
He does.
Very, very fantastical stories.
Tell a story about me.
No, we must not dally. You already have all the children named after you. I think you're being a little, spoiled.
Yes, okay. We used to talk about this in Circle a lot.
Okay, I just want to know if we could also name the sandwich that I like a Helen.
No.
Okay, come, Chosen One, please, to the temple.
Yes, yes. I'd love to see how things have changed since you got the new goddess.
And have you met Mother Speckle yet?
No, I have not. I just got here and spoke to Helen and your other gardener.
Swath, I'm Swath.
Swath is right here.
Yes, Swath.
Swath is a very good name.
It's an excellent name,
I am the 61st Swath of my line.
Look here, the doorway, we have carved the likeness of you into the door itself.
Oh, that's actually a very good representation of me. And, oh, look, and there's a little Egerton and a little Darcy.
And that there, on the other side, that is the one who tried to attack one of you. And their name will go down for all eternity as evil.
Yes, you have my full agreement there. I haven't seen her with so much clothing on in quite some time.
Who, Waffles?
No, I wasn't referring to Waffles, but that is a very good representation of Waffles as well.
Thank you. I did the work myself.
No, that's very good. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. But I must not delay. Come, I will lead you here. You know the way in.
Ah, yes. Thank you very much. Oh, this is the first spot where we met Magnum. Oh, good old Magnum.
I hope he made it home all right. Poor stupid mail-delivering kid.
So inside the temple as you come in, it is rather different because now instead of everything just made of wood, flowers grow everywhere. And you see Slod moving about wearing robes. And where the dais used to be that was sort of destroyed and pushed back with the stairs going down, you now see it's sort of been made into sort of like an altar out of growing boughs and limbs and all kinds of fruiting trees, and there's birds flitting around, and you see someone that stands out wearing one of the white robes that you had seen on the dead bodies, and she looks younger, fit, frizzled, light-colored hair. She turns and sees you, and you see a flash in her eyes of blue and just very sort of a hawkish face and very intense, and her eyes narrow as you are approaching.
Hello! It is I, the one that used to be known as the Chosen One, but now your religion's changed, so now I'm just Blatt.
And she doesn't say a thing, but her eyes dance all over your outfit, the smudges on your face, your torn up what's left of your sandals.
Oh, I'm sorry. Please forgive my appearance. I had to borrow this little outfit from one of the many temples I've been visiting over the last few weeks. You see...
So you are not here with the Temple of the Night?
I don't know what that is.
Vampires.
Oh, I see. The Temple of the Night. Yeah, well, I visited them, and you'll be pleased to know I tried to convince them to give up on being... Temple of the Nighters. Didn't go so well. In fact, so far, I've only succeeded in convincing one temple to change their religion, but that's only because they worship peat moss. I mean, come on. Peat moss. Pretty much anything's going to be a step up.
I do believe peat moss is one of the things that is worshipped here. Flowers, nature, peat moss.
But I like peat moss.
It's sort of low, though, on the scale of nature.
Thank you, Swath. How is everything coming outside?
It's going very well.
Oh, I'm sorry. I confused you. You are Helen, are you not?
No, I'm Swath. That's
I'm Helen. I'm
sorry. I'm getting so close to getting these right. Thank you for your patience. It's Swath and Helen.
Don't worry. In a couple of generations, everyone's just going to be named Helen, so it's... going to be a lot easier.
It's the era of Helen.
Great. I will keep that in mind. Thank you all very much. If you would all return to your duties, I will take the profit from here.
Oh, okay, let's go play with the Helens outside.
Okay.
So what brings you back to us, O prophet?
Well, I just happened to be in the neighborhood. I thought I'd stop by and give it a little visit.
Right.
See, I gave up everything that I ever had to make sure that you folks got old Loxon in here to worship it. So I've had to accept a little bit of a career change since then. I'm now completely cut off from everyone that I've ever known in a backwards era where I'm now convincing people to join a religion that I don't believe in so that a woman doesn't sexually harass me.
I've never had anyone just put it all out there like that.
Well, I don't mean to brag, but I don't think anyone in the history of ever has ever been in this situation before.
For many, that would be a ploy, a way to cover up something else.
No, I'm not covering up anything. I'm literally moving around this entire continent, knocking on doors, asking people to give up their religion, their spiritual way of life, their entire belief system, in order to join up with the goddess of the moon. Because, well, if I don't do that, then my oath to Selene has been broken. And, well, let's just say I'm worried about a couple of individuals, so I can't have that happen. So, here I am. Well, I've taken up enough of your time. I got a dilly-daddle. There's a group of few hundred miles from here that apparently are really into worshiping puppies?
Yes.
And I gotta convince them to give all that up and just stare at the big orb in the sky that comes out every night.
Oh, just take treats. They're very easy to manipulate.
Okay, then. Well,
Before you go.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Do you have any subtext that you operate on? What was your name?
Blatt.
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 Prophet Blatt.
Not anymore. Hmm. I just sort of hate my life now.
Yes.
I just sort of trudge on day to day. Oh, what's really interesting is that when I convince everyone on this particular plane of existence to go over to the goddess of the moon,
yes,
then I get to use my limbo jumping abilities to go to a different reality and then convince everyone there to sign up with the goddess of the moon and so on forever until I meet, I don't know, my future self, because I come from an era thousands of years in the future.
I have never had anyone tell me so much truth in one go. It's almost too easy. Yes, well, before you go, come with me. I have something to show you.
Okay, well, I can't stay long. The puppy people are waiting.
Yes, and I'm sure your coming here had no purpose whatsoever.
Well, I just wanted to visit, you know, to see if everything was working out okay.
Oh, yes, because Celine wouldn't want this temple.
Well, no, you see, that was the deal.
Yes, yes. Come down these steps here as you talk.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Oh, bit of a steep step there. You see, she does indeed want this temple, but this is the last one that I'm going to give up. I'm going to convince everyone else to change their religion, but I want you folks to keep this one because this is the decision that I made. And everyone in my group was like, what did you do? You talk back to a goddess. And I thought the goddess was being quite rude to us and I was going to give her a piece of my mind.
Here, put this on. Yeah,
oh, okay. Very good. Oh, this is quite form-fitting. So, Blatt, you shouldn't say that to a goddess. But I said, you know what? I'm tired of being treated badly by a goddess. Oh, this way. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, tight corner. I don't want to be treated that way. See, I come from a future time where people treat each other a little bit better, and I guess I was just getting a bit egotistical, thinking, well, you know what? I don't want this person talking to me this way, even though that person wasn't
just anoint you here. Yes.
Oh, just okay. Very good. Okay. Yeah. Ooh, it tickles up my head. You know, a goddess shouldn't talk to me that way, but then again, they are a goddess, and I'm just a mere mortal. So what are we doing exactly?
It's the beginning of the middle of the end of time and other bothers. Hi, everyone. It's Eli here with this week's announcements. Firstly, PodCon 2 was an incredible time. We had such a good time meeting fans and fellow creators. We were moved. We were inspired. We are more excited than ever to bring you more Other Bothers and Alba Salix and Axe and Crown and some new projects too. You can find highlights from our weekend on our Twitter feed as well as Instagram. Find all those at otherbothers.com. And another thing that happened was that Sean crawled out of bed at about 6:30 in the morning after a night of partying and crawled down the street to play some D&D with the good people of Dungeons & Dragons. We've mentioned Dungeons & Dragons before. They are a terrific live play podcast. And since the four of them were in town, and so was Sean and Travis from Dark Dice, they all sat down together and played some D&D. If you've been missing Sneagle, Sean was playing Sneagle. A little bit hoarse, as I say, partying, but it was a super good time, and you can find the video for that on our Patreon. I will put a link to it in the show notes, or go to otherbothers.com and click on the Patreon link. And that's about all for now. On with the show.
Okay, sorry. Right. So let's do it again. I'll pick a different offer. Here
right.
We go. From the top, we're playing a board game.
Playing a board game. Aha! I roll the dice and it gives a number and I move this little doohickey around the board.
Yes, and I also do that.
Darcy?
I hate board games.
It reminds me of that one we always had to play with Egerton. Do you remember that? You didn't like that either.
Oh,
do you
no, that was a terrible board game.
Yeah,
that's
that was
true.
Really
what was
bad.
That name of that game that I hated so much?
Okay, cut. Okay, guys, it was. You know what? That was great. Let's just do that again.
It's we were playing a board game.
It was. It was very real. I really appreciate it. It's getting really late. Can we just let's do the same thing? If you could just mention patreon.com/albusalix, like it's really important, right?
But that's not even part of the board game.
Okay. It's a book. It's a book called patreon.com/albusalix. Okay, let's try it one more time.
Ah, the finest work of literature ever written.
Yes, and I also like to read.
I'm also reading over your shoulder, just like we always read books together.
Yes,
Can you turn the page?
Yes, and...
Are you listening, Egerton? Maybe you should listen to what's happening.
Yes, and I am listening and not talking over my fellow players.
Patreon.com/AlbusAlex ends the way every good story should, with a murder.
Yes, and...
Perfect! You said it! I'll take that! Cut! What, is that in, do we get that on tape, Eli? Is that tape? You step out of the walkway that Darcy spent quite some time in with Waffles in a previous episode, and you step into a room deep in the heart of the tree. And it is a circular room, and in the center of the room is just a raised marble dais. It is a circle of marble on the center of the room. And there's a hole way, way up in the tree letting in some light, and that's how the chamber is illuminated. And she says, "Welcome to the center. The heart of Temple Idris.
This is the finest bathroom I've ever seen. Congratulations.
If you would but step forward.
Oh, all right.
Towards the pool.
Oh.
And all you see is a circular, large piece of marble in the center of the room.
Well, it has been a while since I've given myself a scrub. I'm just wandering around, back and forth, forth and back. So, certainly, let's dip in our tootsies here. Oh, it's a little chilly. People of my kind, we don't do very well with the cold, but grin and bear it.
I must say, your reaction to the stone turning to water is quite impressive. Most people react.
Oh, yeah, they kind of freak out at that sort of thing. Yeah. Months ago, I probably would have as well. Instead, I once rode on a thing so big we could only see its face. And we went from reality to reality. And then these futuristic machines started firing at us. So we just left him there. And he's probably eaten them all by now. Boy, does that keep me up at night. But I try not to think about it.
Let's get our feet out of the pool.
Okey-dokey.
The holy pool. Yeah, let's just, maybe you might want to kneel down.
Oh, kneel down. All right. Is there a little towel maybe I can dry my feet off with? Oh, very good. Yeah. Okay. And I'm kneeling, and I'm kneeling.
This
uh-huh.
is your scrying pool, Prophet.
I'm sorry, my what pool?
Your scrying pool.
My scrying pool.
Yes.
You know, I really thought I had a good vocabulary, but that's actually a little bit of a noun I haven't come across before.
Okay, so what you're going to do is calm your mind.
Uh-huh.
Take a deep breath.
See?
Stop panicking and ranting.
That's all I've been doing for weeks and weeks. I mean, I have to convince people to stop liking puppies. Puppies! That's not going to happen!
Trust me, treats. Okay, as you stare down at this pool, uh-huh. I want you to clear your mind.
Uh-huh.
Okay, here comes a game.
Ooh.
Where's my piece of paper?
I like games.
Wasp likes games.
So we all know what it's like when you start to meditate or learn how to meditate. Hopefully you know what you've had experiences where you're like, oh, I'm going to try this meditation thing. And next thing you know, you're like thinking about whatever.
I'm a seventh level vegan.
Right. So things pop in your head, whatever. It just could be random things from your past, movies you're missing, things you're sad about, things you're angry about, random things, happy things. And then that's going to basically what we're going to do. So we're going to go around the table. For Blatt. So what might pop into Blatt's head when he's trying to meditate? Michael.
A toaster with childlike features.
Toaster with childlike features. Blatt.
A coffee table.
Coffee table.
Okay. Does that have to be an object?
Nope.
His declaration of love for Darcy.
Right. Declaration of love, Darcy.
His awkward declaration of love for Darcy.
Love for Darcy. Oh, it's me. That one file he lost. Michael?
Doing stuff with Snaggle.
Oh, so the moment with Snaggle. What was it? The friend song. Snaggle and the friend song.
Yes.
Carter?
A teddy bear.
Teddy bear. Marisa?
How he'd really like to be cuddled by Thithifathifa, the big jelly. Oh, yeah.
Cuddled jelly by person. Quartermaster.
The quartermaster.
The feel of a perfectly typed piece of paper.
The time he tried going on vacation.
The first time he got a shirt that hit his wings.
He really wants to know how it turned out for that pirate he met.
That pirate he met.
Pirate he met. And his clumsy
his
first
lieutenant?
Mate, would it be?
I don't know.
We're very 12. Nautical here.
Oh, firing bazooka at the priestess. Oh, you have a 12 sided, right?
Yep.
Okay. Ooh, you get to roll a die. It's so exciting.
Ooh. Okay.
I have the power. That was okay. My thing.
So,
thinking of He Man.
Yeah. We come back to.
Okay, start that again.
So we
blah 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 blah.
So we
blah 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 blah.
So we. Oh, you guys forgot. I thought you could do it all again.
We're not that rude.
You need to give us a signal.
It's the Dwome convention.
You need to give us like a be a dick signal.
Like, I didn't think I had to cue that, to be honest.
You don't have to give it to Mike.
Yeah. Okay. You're welcome,
by
the way.
Thank you. So we come back to... There we go. All right. We come back to Blatt, and he is kneeling in front of what used to be a circular dais made of stone and is now a pool of water slowly rippling in front of him. And the woman beside him has stood up and is slowly stepping away. And she's speaking softly, but quickly. It's important that you clear your mind and you channel the goddess Loxin, and then the visions will appear before you.
Ah, visions. Okay, but remember, I haven't got too much time here, so I've just got to hurry up and relax.
And the first thing that pops into Blatt's head, Michael is rolling a
8.
You are kneeling there, breathing deeply, and you remember what it feels like to hold that freshly typed, perfectly line-spaced piece of paper.
Oh, it was the first thing I ever filed at my job 9 years ago. Wait, it wasn't 9 years ago. It was thousands of years in the future. That piece of paper doesn't exist yet. Oh, I've broken my brain.
And a darkness comes over the room, and you hear the distant sound of thunder, and you hear Mother Speckly take a breath. Like, Blatt! Blatt, what is happening? You must focus. Calm your mind.
Oh, calm my mind.
Think good thoughts. It's good. As if you're still connected to Morrigu.
I'm absolutely still connected to Morrigu. I'm never going to be able to get rid of Morrigu.
Okay, quick. Calm your mind. You must calm your mind.
Right. All right. So
you must choose Loxin, not Morrigu.
Well, I want to choose Loxin. I don't know how to choose Loxin.
Think calm thoughts.
Okay, I'll think calm thoughts.
Sorry. Calm thoughts.
It's the first random thing that pops into the old noodle.
Deep breaths.
No pressure at all.
And you can tell what you're seeing.
4.
You have rolled a 4.
I have rolled a 4.
The next thought that pops into your head is that one file you lost.
Ah!
would have had a perfect record. A perfect record. But then my boss's assistant contacted me and asked, what about that file? And I couldn't find it. I couldn't find it at all.
Deep breaths. Breathe. Puffet. Lightning strikes down out of the sky. The room is dark, almost pitch black.
I had a missed lunch that day. I still couldn't find it.
Are there any good thoughts, good things you can remember?
I don't remember anything good. I'm just wandering around alone.
A moment.
Dressed like an emo vampire.
A moment. That you felt calm, that you felt like life had meaning.
Life had meaning? When my life had meaning? Oh!
I have rolled a 6.
You remember a teddy bear?
The bear I had as a child. My father gave it to me.
That.
Oh, my father.
Think. Calm. Deep breathe.
My father.
Yes.
I loved my father.
Yes.
My father was human.
Now calm.
He raised me as a human.
Yes.
My father. He hasn't even been born yet.
No, stay
my
with the teddy bear.
Doesn't exist.
The teddy bear?
The teddy bear hasn't been made yet.
The room
the teddy
is getting
bear
darker.
Doesn't exist.
And darker.
I'm having memories of a thing that hasn't happened yet.
No.
Oh. Oh.
I rolled a 1.
The next thing that pops into your head is a toaster with childlike features. There must be something from this time that doesn't exist that brings you joy.
Toast! Toast!
Toast.
You can't get upset about toast.
What's it taste like?
It's just toast.
No, but what does it feel like?
It's warm bread. Warm bread in my mouth.
And how does that make you feel?
Less hungry. Toast.
Yes.
Toast.
Toast.
Everything's fine.
The light is starting to fill the chamber. You start to hear the sounds of birds outside.
You people have toast in this era?
No, I've never.
What? There's no toast in this era! There's no toast! It's just warm bread!
Okay.
How can you people not have warm bread? Blad's freaking out again! Blad is freaking out!
I rolled a 6.
You remember your teddy bear.
The teddy bear again!
Roll something else on your
teddy bear!
9.
You remember your first attempt at a vacation.
All right. Right. People kept telling me, Blatt, you've got 36 weeks of vacation time. Get out of the office. And I was like, no, I can't leave. I still haven't found that one file from 3 years ago. They're like, we don't care. You got to get out. No, so man. I did. I left town.
Yes.
I left town.
Yes,
and I didn't know what to do with myself. So I just went back home. I applied for my job under a different name, worked it for those weeks, then abruptly and dramatically quit, and then came back the next day as my myself.
And how did that make you feel?
Well, I was relaxed. I no longer had to go by that other name again.
Yes.
Because...
Stick with that.
I didn't want to be Barbara anymore.
Stick with what that felt like. That calm, relaxed...
I'm not Barbara. Barbara.
Say it again.
I'm not Barbara.
One more time.
I'm not Barbara. I'm Blad.
Yes, look, the water is clearing. Look, I think I see two figures in it.
Huh?
And...
It's one of them Barbara? Because Barbara's just me in a dress.
I rolled a 10.
And you are reminded of that time, the first time a shirt hit your wings.
Oh! Oh! That was the first shirt I got that hit my wings. I could wear a suit just like everybody else.
Yes.
A suit. Not like Barbara.
Not like Barbara.
Barbara wore an ill-fitting dress.
No, stick with you.
Oh, I'm not Barbara. Blatt. Blatt wears a suit that hides his wings.
And in front of you, the water flashes and fills with a scene. And in it, you see Darcy and Egerton, and they are on a battlefield, and they are being rushed and attacked. And then it flashes to these giant knights marching two by two across this muddy field with bodies. And you see Darcy and Egerton trudging along behind them as all the knights march up and through a dark portal. You cut to scenes from the Academy of the Fallen. You see Sneggle sad in the kitchen. And you see strange knights in gleaming full plate mail with the visors down, standing everywhere, all around the room. And you cut to more scenes of Egerton alone in the room, no Darcy, the room that you all shared. and he's just rocking back and forth on a cot in the night. And then the pool clears. Mother Speckly unclenches her hands from the side of the pool. There, that wasn't so bad, Prophet. Very well done for your first try.
Oh, thank you very much. I saw my friends.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
How were they?
Well, I think they're doing stuff right now. There seems to be sadness and running from portals, but, well, they're in our reality, I think, and they're all still alive, so my grand sacrifice was worth it. Well, gotta get on that old dusty road. They're not gonna stop believing in puppies without my help. Thank you for the bath. Thank you for reminding me about everything that happened to me or will happen to me before I come to this backward era. Thank you very much. You're welcome for the flowers. I gotta be going. Well, so long.
Blatt.
Yes?
Yes. Just leave the robe
on the hook. Oh, I'm sorry. Right, I have to dress like a vampiric idiot.
Oh, and remember that while you're in service to Celine, you will live forever, and you will never stop on this mission.
Well, at least I got that going for me, which is horrible. Can I get sick?
I'm not sure.
Huh. So I can possibly get sick, my body will weaken, but I won't die. And still, I'll be wandering around the multiverse, trying to get people to join Celine.
Yes. Oh, and I placed a small scroll in your vampire
pants.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So it's from the Last Prophet. I figure you should carry it.
Oh, there's a Last Prophet. Well, okay then. Thank you very much. Glad this is all working out for you. Big raves on the pool. 5 stars.
And remember,
huh?
You can give this temple to whomever you wish.
Right, right. Because I'm apparently important. No, don't worry. You guys can keep what you're doing with your Helens and your flowers and your sandwiches named after people.
And maybe practice some meditation, Matt.
Meditation, yeah. Yes! I should
calm your mind.
Calm the mind. Yeah. Right.
I'm here if you ever need to speak.
Gotcha! Okie dokie. Very good. Glad I stopped in. Mm-hmm.
Price? I feel like this is one of those awkward goodbyes that never really ends.
Right, yeah. You just sort of hang out by the doorway talking about leaving.
Don't want to be rude.
Right, you got a lot of stuff going on, so.
I'm pretty much in service to you.
Right! No! Loxid. You serve Loxid, just worry about Loxid. You shouldn't serve me. I'm dressed like an idiot. A very pretentious one, and I'm...
My order serves you, Prophet.
No, I'm pretty sure that's not right.
Not this temple.
No. I made the choice. I said this was for Loxin, and then people got upset, and then my life went into the crapper.
You can give this temple to whomever you want. My order serves you, Prophet, just as we served the Last Prophet, and we died to protect him. There were some friends of mine here wearing robes such as you are now wearing.
Right. Yeah.
Just remember, leave the robe here. I don't.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Going out in that robe.
Yeah, right. Okay. On this hook, is this fine?
Yep, that's great.
Okay, I'm just going to put that there.
Make sure you take the vampire
oh,
pants.
Oh, it's vampire pants. Yeah, sorry.
And the cloak.
The cloak. Yeah. Big pretentious medallion.
After puppies, where might you be heading? Just so...
Well, then I'm probably going to sleep in the forest around that area. Then I go northwest, and there's a group there that's really into shelving units. I don't know
why. The Ikeans.
Yes, thank you. And I'm going to tell them, hey, why not just keep all of your books on the floor and maybe worship the moon?
Good luck with that. Oh, and don't forget these treats for the
poppy people. Yes.
So, Black, remember, if there's really no way for you to reach us.
Right.
If I'm not here, one of my sisters will be.
Gotcha. Right.
I'm sure there's nothing we can do for you. Sandwich for the road.
Are you folks possibly more powerful than Celine?
Oh, dear God, no, not a god.
Oh, not all, not all. I just, stupid question. Yeah. I just thought that I would ask that, but no. So that's a big old no. Okay, so off to puppy people I go.
All right.
Thanks a lot. Talk soon. Love you lots. Bye-bye.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Your game master is Sean Howard, with players Carter Siddle, Michael Howie, and Marisa King. Dialogue editing and transcription by Michael Howie. Additional material and sound design by Eli McElveen. Story consultant, Laura Packer. Game consultant, Stephen Smith. If you enjoy the show, check out our Patreon. Supporters get early access to episodes, weekly bonus content, and an invite to our wonderful fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at otherbothers.com.
And the whole world goes blindingly white.
Oh.
Not again.
Just like Oakville. That was an out of character moment. Sorry, you can edit that out, Eli. F*** me, I don't know. Trying to be funny.
You cannot impose humor onto the situation.
Yes, I can.
The humor must come from the situation.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish. In June of 2020, an amateur podcaster disappeared from the Carson National Forest while searching for the legendary Thin Treasure.
But he was adamant that he was onto something big. He was obsessed. He showed her some hand-drawn map to a treasure out in northern New Mexico.
The Subjective Truth is part treasure hunt, part paranormal docudrama. Starring Addison Peacock as Graham Anderson.
Back at home, I placed the box on the counter, and I just stared at it for a while. You'd never be able to guess its social impact on the human race by looking at its simplistic design.
UFOs, ghosts, reincarnation, and liars. This is The Subjective Truth. Subscribe now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.